morning, everyone. The Regulatory Affairs Committee will come to order. Martha, please call the roll.
Chair Holder?
Here.
Representatives Beshear?
Here.
Comby?
Here.
Diaz?
Here.
Friesen? Gates?
Here.
Lee?
Here.
Mayfield?
Here.
Nelson?
Yep.
Rollison?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Rousseau? Stark?
Here.
Doobie?
Here.
Stewart? Waldman?
Here.
Watson? Williams?
Great. With a quorum present, members, before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones and other devices at this time and remind you that if anyone wishes to speak during today's meeting, please complete an appearance record and give it to one of our staff members. That's for everyone in the audience. Welcome, everyone, to the first meeting of the Regulatory Affairs Committee. The committee has jurisdiction over issues related to business and professional regulation, energy, and utility regulation, and the regulation of insurance and financial entities. I'm Doug Holder from District 74, which is South Sarasota County, and I'm honored to serve as the chair of the committee. I believe the speaker has appointed a strong team of members, chairs, and vice chairs for our committee and subcommittees, and I look forward to working with all of you. And I'd like to give each one of you an opportunity to introduce yourself, identify your district, and make a few, and I stress few, introductory comments. And I'm very glad that Representative Rooney has been named the vice chair of this committee, and we'll begin with him. So please introduce yourself, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pat Rooney, District 85, which is primarily northern Palm Beach County and a little bit of the acreage, which is out west. Glad to be here and looking forward to working with you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Now we'll go to our ranking member, Representative Waldman. Could you please introduce yourself, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a pleasure to be here. I am Jim Waldman. I represent District 96, which is in northwest Broward County.
Great. We'll just continue on down the line.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Halsey Beshear, South District 7, which is southwest Leon, and then the nine counties surrounding it. Just glad to be here and look forward to working with you, sir.
Neil Cumby, District 39, which is northern Polk and a small portion of Osceola County.
Jose Diaz, District 116, from Imperial, Miami-Dade County.
Eric Friesen, Miami-Dade County, District 114.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Matt Gates, District 4, Okaloosa County.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Larry Lee Jr., St. Lucie County, District 84, which is Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie.
Great. We'll continue from my left.
Hi, I'm Debbie Mayfield, District 54, which is Indian River County and part of St. Lucie County.
Hi there, Brian Nelson, District 31, parts of Lake and Orange County.
Hello, Dan Rollerson, District 58, which is East Hillsborough County.
Good morning, Richard Stark from Broward County, representing the cities of Weston, Pembroke Pines, Southwest Ranches, and Davie. That's District 104.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Watson. I represent District 107, the cities of North Miami and North Miami Beach, and a small portion of Miami Gardens.
I'm Representative Stewart, District 47. It is the heart of Orange County, the city of Orlando, and Winter Park.
Greg Stubbe, I represent portions of Manatee and Sarasota County, and I'm District 73. And look forward to serving with you, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you all. I look forward to working with each and every one of you on the committee. It's going to be a very interesting year. We've got a lot of really big issues that are going to come before this committee. And anytime you have any questions, I have an open door policy that goes for everyone in the audience as well. Please feel free to contact me at any time to ask any questions about your position on issues, or if you've got technical questions, then I'll certainly direct you to the appropriate person to answer your question. I'd like to quickly introduce the staff of the committee and the subcommittees, and I think that it's always a good opportunity to take advantage of our staff as a resource. and they have a great knowledge and a great deal of experience, and please contact them with any questions or concerns. I'll start with our staff director, who is Kurt Hammond to my right. If you'll raise your hand so everybody knows who you are. Kurt's a very experienced individual, and his office is right next to mine. My office, by the way, is in 303 in House Office Building, so he's just to the left of my office, so please come see him if you've got any concerns or if I'm not available. To my left, we have Martha Eleanor. She is our senior committee administrative assistant, and she will you'll hear her speaking quite a bit. So we also have, and you have to excuse me if I mispronounce anyone's name, but we also have James Van Landingham, who is our intern. Is he here? He was not here. From Business and Professional Regulation Subcommittee, we have Ned Lusinski, the policy chief. We also have Lindsay Collins, our attorney. We have Alan Livingston, our senior legislative analyst. Michelle Morton, who is also an attorney. And from Energy and Utilities Subcommittee, we have Lucretia Shaw Collins, our policy chief. We have Corcoran Keating, our attorney. We have Sherry Whittier, our senior legislative analyst. And from Insurance and Banking Subcommittee, we have Tom Cooper, policy chief. Tom knows it all. Go see him if you've got questions about insurance and banking. We have Katrina Calloway, the senior attorney. She's also known as Hurricane. We have Bob Riley, our senior attorney. And members of staff put together the basic information packet that's before the committee today to provide an orientation for the areas under our committee's jurisdiction. If you have any questions on this material or need any additional information, please contact staff. Over the next several months, we'll be filled with challenges and opportunities. We have some tough issues to face in our committee, but I know that we can all work together to make Florida a better state. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak? Are there any additional comments or questions from members on the committee? Is there any further business? Seeing none, Representative Fresen moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.